This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The smallness of means, the greatness of the aim, and stupendous results. If these three things are the marks of greatness, then who can compare anyone with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What are the changes that we need to bring? What will you start doing, stop doing, and continue to do?
Okay, so we're recommending to start first and foremost to open a Sharia compliant bank account.
All right.
That is for start. To also specifically promote halal based investments.
All right.
So that's in terms of start. Stop. Immediately stop operating all interest bearing accounts.
Very good. Alhamdulillah.
Immediately stop investing in non halal investments.
Alhamdulillah. Very good.
Continue. Strengthen our iman, tazkiyah. Specifically, continue to earn halal.
Right.
Continue to remind oneself of the rulings of Islam, as well as the gravity of the sin. Continue to seek knowledge and continue to promote Sharia-friendly institutions.
Very nice. Alhamdulillah. Very nice. Yep. Who's next? Next group.
All right, we are starting with seeking knowledge and putting it into practice.
All right.
That is what the way we are going to earn and the way we are going to spend. So we seek knowledge and practice it. Then we are going to stop believing ignorance as an excuse. We are going to continue seeking and spreading knowledge that we acquired and also implementing it. That's what we have.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, question number one says, are you earning and spending halal? Okay. The answer here is yes, by trying our best to cleanse the sources of incomes and spending it judiciously. Number two, purify all the sources of income. If you are operating a saving account, calculate your money and do away with the interest added to you by giving it a sadaqah without expecting any reward from Allah. Then, as a civil servant, observe your responsibilities, come on time, do your best, live on time. Then, the people doing adashi contribution, the Islamic rules must be observed. Then, number three, by establishing Islamic banks, cooperatives, and thrift contribution, adashi. Number four, ostentatious spending, lack of budgeting, taking interest destroys wealth. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Jazakallahu khairan. Very nice. Yep.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, we think we have to start being mindful. We have to start educating ourselves about money, start checking up on our financial dealings, and then talk about it. Then stop dealing in riba, stop being lax about interest, stop lying to ourselves about how we deal with money, and then stop overindulging our kids, talk to them about money. Then continue educating and reminding ourselves about the gravity of the war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not an option. We have to continue investing in our akhirah, and then continue to strive to earn and spend halal, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan, very nice. Very nice. Jazakumullah khair. Yeah.
The Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, first we'll start by making sure that, to make sure my earnings are halal, I will get a halal job, obey the conditions of service of my employer, insofar as it doesn't contravene the Sharia, like starting time, closing time, holidays, and so on. I'm going to prioritize spending, inculcate the value of earning and spending halal in the family. First up, we're going to stop being lazy and dishonest, avoid money-making schemes like MMM and so on, stop seeking to get rich quick, and avoid extravagance. For continue being diligent, effective, and honest in discharging responsibilities. Treat the organization like it belongs to me. Treat co-workers right or in the proper manner, and make provisions for charity constant.
Mamdira, very good. Yep, next.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
We agreed to start learning the Islamic rules that govern our dealings, whatever they may be. We agreed that we're going to teach as much as possible the people around us, our children, the value of money and what it means to earn it. We're going to teach them how to save and how to divide into portions whatever they get, either as an allowance or what they earn. We're going to teach them the value of giving out in charity, so that the rule that whatever you give is what belongs to you, and what you have, what you use on yourself, is just for yourself. We agreed that we're going to stop, we're going to cut down on extravagance, compulsive spending, which is inevitably just hoarding things that you do not need. We're going to stop showing them that earning is quite easy, because we realize that that is what most parents do. They do not show that they worked hard enough to earn something, so the children end up thinking that it came easy. We're going to teach them financial planning schemes, like list making, before they spend their money. We agree that we're going to continue to do activities that will help alleviate poverty. We're going to look for avenues that will help create halal wealth. We should not give our children the exact money they asked for all the time. It teaches them responsibility. It teaches them that whatever they earned, sometimes you might not get what exactly you planned for, and it teaches you to work with what you have. And so we also agreed that we're going to continue seeking for knowledge to help achieve our goals and to enlighten others to do so as well.
Jazakumullah khairan. Very nice. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
For our group, we said what we'll start doing is, one, tap into halal cooperative opportunities. So if there's an existing one, we'll join. If not, we'll see if we can try to set up one. But first, we have to understand what would that require. Secondly, gain knowledge of Islamic finance. So even when dealing with Islamic finance institutions, we know exactly what needs to happen, and we know when a particular process or product is definitely halal, despite the name that's put on it. Thirdly, to reduce the amount of money we carry around in our purse, and also any accounts to which an ATM is attached, to reduce the amount of money in there, because psychologically, just seeing money in your purse makes you think, I have money, and then the spending instinct kicks in. Things to stop: interest-based accounts, if we have to find them and shut them down if we can, as soon as we can, inshallah. Secondly, to stop buying things just because they are pretty or unusual, or because our friends are buying them too, or every other person in the office is buying that as well. That's, let our spending not be dictated by trends. Thirdly, to stop seeing shopping as a pastime or as a form of cardiovascular exercise. Fourthly, to stop spending without asking critical thinking skills tied to spending, such as, do I need this? Do I need it now? And what's the benefit of spending this thing beyond just acquiring the item? Continue budgeting continue to track our spending as often as possible. Then also with regard to teaching our kids and students, teach them the same critical thinking skills, and also to start telling our children whenever we, the parents, have something to say, it's ours, we may give you some of it if you wish, so they don't have that idea that if my parents have money, then I have money. So they start learning, work for what is yours. Thank you.
That last one is so important. Jazakallah khair. Very nice.
Assalamu alaikum. We've decided to start taking out any interest on our savings accounts. We've also decided to consciously start
taking out what does that mean?
Savings accounts. Like some of us have savings accounts.
Yeah, and then?
So we want to expunge that from our money. Okay.
Will you actually do?
We'll go through our statements, look at the interest is put at the end of each financial year.
Yes.
So we'll just remove that and give it out.
Ah, so say that. Let it be clear.
Okay.
You will take out the interest money and give it away in charity.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
But you can't use that for your zakat. Please understand.
No. Okay. So we'll also consciously start spending more in charity to cleanse our wealth, and we'll teach children financial responsibility. We would stop getting involved in investments that are questionable. Example, all these pyramid schemes and all that. Then would also not engage in personal business within our committed working hours. Then we'll close all other savings accounts and other interest-based accounts. Would continue being conscious of what is halal and haram, and consciously live a simple and moderate life, and to actively practice gratitude for being, for having the ability to give, and always pray to Allah to give us the ability to give.
Alhamdulillah, Ameen. May Allah always
Allah,
give you the ability to give, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, very nice.
Your beauty shows in all your ways, the things you create, so beautiful. So marvelous, King of Kings, one and supreme. Your beauty's more than just what we see. Designer of the world and beyond. Almighty Allah, holy and pure. Malikul Mulki Al Aziz, Al Samir Al Basir Al Halim. Allah, you are Al Jabbar. ذو الجلال والإكرام. Allah, you are great and know.